From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, have once again called for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatened to lead the impoverished nation back to civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
This order shall be cited as the Republican Order No. 17, 2016, for the declaration of cessation of hostilities between the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLA-IO, 2016 AD, and shall come into force on the date of its signature by the President of the Republic.
It directs commanders to control their forces, protect civilian life and property, and safeguard any ethnic group that may be targeted by soldiers. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. At the UN, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of two Chinese UN peacekeepers and urged the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
Civil war, which erupted in December 2013, lasted 2 years, killing thousands, displacing millions. China remains defiant, even as the arbitration court in The Hague prepares to issue its ruling Tuesday following a complaint by the Philippines for Beijing's claim of sovereignty over virtually all the South China Sea. This is VOA News. The United States Tuesday announced it will deploy another 560 troops to Iraq to provide support and advice as Iraqi security forces prepare to assault the biggest prize held by Islamic State, the northern city Mosul. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the announcement during a visit to Baghdad Monday.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year. At every step in this campaign, we've generated and seized additional opportunities to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
The latest deployment brings to more than 4,600 the number of U.S. military personnel in Iraq. Most of them will operate out of the recently recaptured Qayyara air base about 60 kilometers south of Mosul. In Syria, fierce fighting is reported in and around the strategic city Aleppo. Rebels attack government-held districts with hundreds of shells and rockets. Government responded with air raids, striking targets in rebel-held parts of Aleppo. The fighting intensified after government forces cut the main route into rebel-held neighborhoods. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign his post Wednesday, allowing Home Secretary Theresa May to become the country's next leader and second female prime minister.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support. Obviously, with these changes, we now don't need to have a prolonged period of transition, and so tomorrow I will chair my last cabinet meeting. On Wednesday, I would attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions, and then after that, I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation. So we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening.
May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom were expected to contest in a Conservative runoff next month to replace Mr. Cameron, who announced his resignation after failing to persuade British voters to choose to stay in the European Union in a referendum last month. South African police have confirmed four men, including two brothers, were arrested over the weekend and plan to attack the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria and various Jewish organizations. They face charges ranging from conspiracy to firearms offenses. President Obama travels to Dallas, Texas, Tuesday to meet with the relatives of the five police officers killed in a sniper attack Thursday that became a narrative of racial tensions in the nation, sparked by the killing of two black men in separate incidents by policemen in Minnesota and Louisiana. Mr. Obama to speak at an interfaith memorial service. Japan's key stock index, the Nikkei, soared at the open Tuesday, extending a rally begun Monday as exports were boosted by a weaker yen. Meanwhile, in New York, the S&P 500 index surged to a record Monday, closing at 2,137 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.